This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a dud. That probably best describes the long-running lawsuit over who owns the rights to Superman. DC Comics, which is now owned by Warner Brothers, bought the rights to Superman back in 1938 from the heirs of Joseph Shuster, Superman's first illustrator. But recently, the heirs decided to enter into new agreements with a lawyer named Mark Toberoff and Pacific Pictures, which would have terminated the agreement with DC Comics. It seems Congress amended the Copyright Act in 1999, giving heirs the right to terminate old, cheap contracts. But it turns out that in 1992, DC Comics was smart enough to have updated the old agreements, including promising to pay Shuster's sister Jean $25,000 a year for the rest of her life. And the court ruled that the updated agreements are still valid. So like the green planet Krypton that Superman hails from, there'll be a lot of green for DC Comics. Another victory for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.